This morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios, a couple of students from the Atlantic High School, Haley Carlson, Aubrey Schwarty, both join us here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. This, about a week or so ago, back on April 18th, they had an opportunity to head on up to Hilton Coliseum at Iowa State University and sign a letter of intent. Which sport are you playing?
We're playing agriculture education.
There you go. Yeah, most folks, when you say they signed a letter of intent, you immediately go to the sports realm and start thinking, oh, they're playing football, basketball, whatever. But this is kind of a different type of program that Iowa State is doing, focusing on those who want to get involved in ag education. And both of you are very interested in that. Aubrey, when did you decide you wanted to become get involved in agriculture in the first place?
Well, I've been involved in agriculture my whole life, but I really started to want to be an ag educator when I think I met Mr. Miller. He really changed my view on what kind of teacher I wanted to be.
Yeah. Is teaching of any kind, that's something you've always kind of thought about, but now you're kind of focusing in on the agriculture end?
Yep. I've always wanted to be a teacher.
Very good. Haley, how about you? When did you start thinking about something like this?
My mind shifted to agriculture around the beginning of my junior year. And Mr. Miller had always kind of joked around with me about being a teacher, but after being involved in FFA for so many activities, I saw that it makes a great impact on students, and to bring that impact to students or even within an industry job to teach others about agriculture and to advocate for our industry is a great opportunity and something I would enjoy for the rest of my life.
Very good. I'll just leave this open. Either one of you can jump right in. But this particular program where they're doing this ag letter of intent, so to speak, and a letter of intent to teach agriculture education. What about this program? Tell me a little bit about it. How does this work?
The program works. It started up through Dale Gruce, the Iowa FFA advisor, and he sent out an email to the advisors across the state for any students who wanted to pursue a degree in agriculture education through a variety of colleges. I am attending Iowa State University to do that, and I believe Aubrey is Northwest Missouri State.
Yep.
Very good.
So we were invited to sign this letter that says we are teaching, or not teaching exactly, but we're majoring in agriculture education with the plan to teach in a classroom or within the ag industry.
Talk about the need, because I know that's one of the reasons they're doing this is because there are students talk all the time about going to college and that fear of what happens when I'm finished and I can't find what I'm looking for. What if there aren't opportunities in that field? But there are, as I understand, opportunities in this field, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, there's a nationwide shortage, and here in Iowa, it's the first year that there's been a shortage of ag teachers.
How big a shortage?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know that within 5 years, agriculture educators, 25% of them will retire, and so that brings up a major issue for the next generation to fill those positions to continue teaching. And then along with that, there's new chapters being presented each year and new programs being started. And those positions have to have someone to fill them. Otherwise, the students are missing out and the school systems are not getting the program that they wanted.
Mm-hmm. When we talk agriculture education, are we specifically talking about being an FFA instructor or is it more than that?
I think you can, I don't know.
It's definitely more than that. The advisor, it comes along with the program, but their main focus is to teach agriculture education in the classroom. It goes back to the agriculture education model of classroom instruction along with FFA, along with a supervised agriculture experience, and it all comes together for agriculture education and students to learn about agriculture and how it plays a part in everybody's lives.
Now, with the program being held, you know, kind of through Iowa State University, you went up there to do this signing and all, one would just assume that it's an Iowa State University-sponsored program, and you are attending Iowa State.
I am.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I think so. I knew at a young age that wherever life took me, I wanted to go to Iowa State, and for a while, I really thought that maybe I was going to go into the medical field, but my true passion and my true calling found me my junior year, and Iowa State was a perfect choice.
Awesome. Now, it does offer you some options, though. I started up front by saying you would assume it all works through Iowa State and you'd have to go there, but that's not the case because Aubrey's a good example. You're going to Northwest?
Yep.
Why did you choose that school?
It's a smaller school, and it's just far enough away that I don't have to come back every weekend, but I can if I want to.
Sure. What about the ag program there? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's really good. Our ag teacher right now, he graduated from there.
Oh, okay. So you've got firsthand knowledge then.
Yep.
That's very good. So do you know some other students who have gone down there to participate in these programs? Or are you trailblazing as far as you're concerned?
I'm not really too sure.
Okay. So it's kind of nice that it does open it up. They don't just tie you into one, you know, you have to go one university and one university only. Are there others that are accredited through this program?
I believe Ellsworth Community College is another program that was offered for students who were attending there.
South Dakota State.
Yep, South Dakota State University.
Southwest Minnesota.
There was a lot of programs offered, and it was just a preference of which student wanted to go to where, and a lot of them came from Northwest Missouri State and Iowa State.
Sure. Now, are there scholarships involved in this type of thing, or is this just more of an intent that you have decided that you're going to make this commitment?
More of an intent.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, for your education, you get finished with this. It opens a lot of doors. We were talking before we sat down to do this interview that, you know, some students go into college and they seem to have an idea of what they think they want to study, but maybe it doesn't really fit what they really want to do. And you need to kind of listen to your advisors and things when you really try to map out your future. But you've got a pretty good idea of obviously what you want to study, ag education. You want to make a commitment there. But it really does open a lot of doors because you don't just have to turn around and become an FFA instructor necessarily. 4 or 5 years from now, when you graduate from college, maybe your ideas have changed. Maybe your thoughts, your direction has changed a little bit. Aubrey, does this give you an opportunity to be flexible?
Yeah, I can go into many other things with the ag education degree.
Okay, same with you, Haley?
Yeah, the opportunities are just about endless with the agriculture industry, having a variety of jobs, and along with that, you can even go back and teach in that classroom if that was your passion at the end of 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always found it kind of interesting that a lot of times you run into students who don't necessarily come from a rural background, and they want to try to run from wherever they're from. I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to graduate and move on, go someplace bigger, better, faster, stronger. But you guys grew up around agriculture.
Yeah.
You're very familiar with the lifestyle. You're not running away from it at all.
No, not at all.
What brings you back? What makes you want to stay involved in agriculture?
I've just grown up with it my whole entire life. My whole family's involved with it. I've never really known anything different.
Is it a comfort zone thing for you?
Yeah.
You know it and you feel good. What about you, Haley? Same thing?
Yeah, definitely a comfort zone, like Aubrey said. I've been away a few weeks here and there throughout my high school years, and coming home always feels great, and the fresh air and knowing that there's wide open spaces for you to go to and experience. It's awesome. I love agriculture, and I couldn't imagine going anywhere different.
So when you graduate then, Aubrey, would it be nice to be somewhere around this area again, or do you see yourself maybe someplace else?
I'd love to be in Southwest Iowa somewhere.
Somewhere close to family. Is most of your family around here?
Yeah, my dad's whole side of the family is around here.
It's kind of nice to be close to that support system.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, what about you?
I haven't decided yet. I love home, but I've been to Kentucky or Washington, D.C., and seeing different places and going across the country, I'm really open to that, and especially seeing how other agriculture education programs work in a different state is interesting to me, and I would always jump at the opportunity to travel and see the agriculture across the nation or even across the world, but I think once settling down, at least somewhere in the state of Iowa is definitely where I want to be.
As we mentioned, you guys both grew up in agriculture. It's part of your DNA. FFA, how important has that been to further developing your interest in continuing to stay in the agriculture field, Aubrey?
I haven't really been too involved in FFA. I've been in it, mm-hmm. and I've sold fruit, but I just really want to stay in agriculture.
Haley, what about you? I know you've been pretty involved.
Yeah. FFA has really brought me back home to agriculture. I did think during my sophomore year that a medical field opportunity might be where I wanted to go, but the FFA organization brought me so many opportunities and experiences and new friends, and they have been such a great support system, and our FFA advisor, Mr. Miller, has been very influential in my life, and so agriculture just came back to me, and I found my true calling and my passion, and that's more than I can ask from the FFA.
Every student I seem to talk to involved in FFA, whether it's Atlantic or any other school around, they all kind of come back around to the same thing. It's so much fun. Our teacher is so much fun. Is that what you look forward to? Maybe somebody talking like that about you someday?
Yeah, my ag teacher has taught us so many life lessons and has really helped and pushed us to be the best that we can. So I really want to be that for somebody someday.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of non-traditional learning. It's not necessarily the average classroom experience.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks both of you for coming in, and thanks for making the commitment to the future of the youngsters and the future of Iowa, too. Agriculture, obviously, very important to the future of the state, as it has been to the history of the state, and we look forward to you two being a part of it for a good long time.
Yep. Thank you for having us.